In the first phase of Lebanon's long-delayed municipal elections, the list backed by Hezbollah and Amal movements secured victory in Mount Lebanon province. Despite being local in structure, the elections have taken on broad political dimensions and have become a key indicator of the popularity of Lebanon's political parties and actors. The first round of Lebanon's long-delayed municipal and local elections took place on Sunday in Mount Lebanon province, marking the country's first such vote since 2016. The elections were originally scheduled for 2022, but were postponed due to parliamentary elections that year. Subsequent delays in 2023 was caused by a political deadlock over presidential elections, and in 2024, Israel's war on Lebanon led to further postponement. Lebanon conducts its municipal elections in a four-stage province-by-province process over 4 weeks. This multi-phase system adds complexity to the electoral process and extends its political implications. In the Mount Lebanon round, which includes the 6 districts, lists backed by Hezbollah and the Amal movements achieved notable victories. Despite close contests in some areas, Lebanese media reported that all electoral lists supported by the 2 Shiite parties won in their respective constituencies. Particularly significant were their wins in Ghubairi and Haret Harik within the southern suburbs of Beirut known as Dahia, as well as in parts of Jubail and Shuf. Hezbollah and Amal joint electoral lists typically run under the banner of development and loyalty. However, in Christian-majority areas like Junia, rival Christian parties prevailed, highlighting sectarian divisions in voter support. Analysts argue that Lebanon's municipal elections have transcended their traditional local role and now serve as a political barometer. According to Al Jazeera's political commentator, these elections increasingly reflect the national political landscape, acting as a referendum on party popularity and influence. Success in municipal races can enhance a party's bargaining power in parliament by demonstrating continued grassroots support. According to experts, Hezbollah and Amal are among the few groups confident in their popular base of resulting in high voter turnout in Shiite-majority areas. Their dominance in Mount Lebanon was seen as a societal endorsement, particularly in response to Israel's recent aggression. This performance also reflects their enduring political relevance amid Lebanon's multiple crises. Municipal authorities in Lebanon hold considerable influence over local governance, including development budgets, public services, and even aspects of regional security. As such, the current elections are not just about local administration, but also a strategic contest for political positioning. The first phase of voting in Mount Lebanon suggests a tentative return to democratic processes while simultaneously revealing the evolving dynamics of party support. The strong showing by Hezbollah and Amal points a resilient public backing, especially among Shiite communities, while the tight races in Christian areas demonstrate a competitive and polarized political environment. This municipal election cycle has effectively become a stage for political realignment and power display in post-crisis Lebanon.